The ace, deuce, and the train. Don't let your team go down, little girl. Don't let your team go down. Don't let your team go down, little girl, till your last gold dollar is gone.
Going back just a few years to very first recording from Rhythm and Shoes, I suppose it's fair to say that there may have been some things recorded, but it was first official offering. But on that note, it's an honor and a treat to officially welcome Miss Sharon Leahy and Rick Good of Rhythm and Shoes. Welcome.
Thank you, Nikki.
You were one of my very first interviews when I very first got here to this radio station almost 8 years ago. And it's a real treat to have you back in here. And also, there's a special, you know, just... you guys are wrapping it up this weekend at the 4th of July
celebration. That we are.
Yeah. After how many years, Sharon? How's it been?
23 and a half, 24, 30, 100. I don't know. Long time.
23 and a half. We'll go with that.
Okay.
And you've got a full plate, actually, just life in general. You've been going along for a long time, and Rhythm and Shoes is coming to an end, but there's still more great work to be done, and I know you'll be heading on to that.
Of course. We hope so.
Yeah. So tell us about what we can expect for this. It's the Saturday night show that's the big one.
Sunday.
For you guys.
It's Sunday at 9:30. We close the festival Sunday at 9:30 on the main stage.
But you'll be there in various capacities before that.
That's our only appearance at the festival.
Thank you for straightening me out on that.
There's a little interview thing.
Right. We have a talk on Sunday. I believe it's at 2. But you should check your schedule. And while you're checking your schedule, you can see all the other wonderful things that are happening, too.
Cityfolk.org leads to all that information. Tell us a little bit. Now, you've been a part of this community musically and culturally for a long, long time. Spin for us, if you will, 23 years ago when the notion of Rhythm and Shoes came together.
Well, that ties into the City Folk Festival, actually, which is obviously the festival we've been talking about. The original director of City Folk was Phyllis Brzozowska, and this little session, this interview session that we're doing Sunday afternoon, Phyllis is the moderator there, so she's coming back to town and going to hearken back to the early days. And it was City Folk that first presented us at the Victoria Theater in a very visible setting, which was the opening of the Victoria Theater once it was renovated and everything, the big Viva Victoria Festival. So our collaboration with City Folk goes all the way back to, was that 90 or 91?
It was 1990. It was the Viva Victoria Festival when they opened the Victoria Theater after it had been renovated. City Folk presented us as part of that 10-day-long festival. And we had been in town for 3 years, but mostly working on repertoire, doing some touring gigs around the region, and we kind of burst onto the scene with that performance and kind of knocked everyone's socks off right then and there. You know, when I think back, I realize that traditional music and dance, old-time music and dance, or traditional American music and dance, was... people told me that I couldn't make a company that could do concert work with that kind of material that could compete with ballet or modern dance or, philharmonics or at that point jazz. And I think that I always bristle when people say I can't do something that I have passion about. And so I think it was that kind of drive that made me make this company what it became. And to really bring people contemporary art using the medium of traditional forms. And it was a new thought and a new way. And I think we made a company that was very unique. And I'm incredibly proud of all the people who have worked with us over the years.
No question about it. It's like taking the the grassroots, the back to basics approach to concert performance. It's lovely. There's we're very rich in that sort of spirit here in Dayton, and certainly Rhythm and Shoes has embodied that. We have several of your recordings throughout the years lined up here. Rick, you've been playing stringed instruments, I have to guess, since you were born.
Well, it was grade school for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, it's almost at the same time that I started playing the guitar, I started playing with a couple of fellas in a band. And almost at that same time, I started writing songs, you know, so it all happened at the same time. I think it had a lot to do with having older brothers who had real eclectic taste in music. So
and cars who could bring you around.
Yeah, yeah, drove me places, right.
But you were born and raised right here
in Dayton.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you've been contributing to the musical continuum ever since. Sharon, are you
actually, New Jersey?
New Jersey. What brought you here,
Rick?
Oh, I should have said who brought you here. Well, it's been a great continuum to be a part of, no question about it. Rick, can you describe for me the song that we're going to hear from your recording?
Well, this is from a CD called Novatown. It was all music songs that I wrote. It was kind of connected in musical style and kind of also the atmosphere that it created. And it actually turned into a show, wrote a script for it. And we had five actors and five dancers and five musicians, and we premiered it at the Victoria Theater in 2000 and then did it again down at the Aronoff Center in Cincinnati in 2001. This particular song is chose it because it's got some fun singing on it. Sharon and Abby Layden, who is a former Rhythm and Shoes dancer.
Who will be back singing with us at the festival.
And we'll be doing this song. And, well, we talk more about that, how mm-hmm. why we're doing this song and how it's going to be presented. But it's a fun song. It's kind of in your Dan Hicks vein, but it's about a guy who he's a good dancer. He's a smooth mover, and he may not be a lot to look at, but he dances so well that he makes that work for him.
Is Rick Good and Sharon Leahy, Rhythm and Shoes, live on 91.3 WYSO.
Makes him shy when he steps out. Everybody knows him, he's the one that shows him how. Watch those crazy feet, he don't miss a beat. Never took a lesson, he's a hoofer, yes indeed. They call him Smooth Move, he's cooking up a new romance. Smooth Move, he wrote the book on dance.
So does he ever play a fool?
Can't he get too hot? He's so busy staying cool, he may never be caught. Others take that fall, Smooth still having a ball. Never in a hurry, hadn't got to worry at all. He's free to choose, they can't refuse. The men don't understand
why he's so smooth with every move.
He's what you call a ladies' man.
How can there be doubt who I'm talking about? Feel erect to drama, no self-respecting mama to allow. They call him Smooth Move. He's cooking up a new romance. Smooth Move, he's looking. Can he dance? Does he ever play a fool? Can't he get too hot? He's so busy staying cool. He may never be caught. Others take that fall. Smooth still having a ball. Never in a hurry, hadn't got to worry at all. He's free to choose, they can't refuse. The men don't understand
why he's so smooth with every move.
He's what you call a ladies' man.
How can there be doubt who I'm talking about? He can make a saint a sinner. Lordy, what a winner. And how they call him Smooth.
Is a little fun flip of the The dancing wig there with Novatown, Rick Good, and a very sweet song, very, very Dan Hicks-esque and very fun and playful. And we're going to see that song, but we have it's going to be extra, augmented, not your normal presentation.
You're going to hear that song, and we have a dancer joining us on...
It's his first job with
us. It's his first job with us. And we explained that it would be his last job, too.
Oh, so, no kidding.
Yeah. His first job and his last job. He just moved to town. He's a fabulous tap dancer. You're going to hear more about him, more from him.
And what's his name?
His name is Chris Irk, and he has a thing called the Tap Factor. And you will hear more about him. So keep your ears open. And one of our favorite dancers of all times, Beth Butler Wright, is also moving back to Dayton July 1st. So there are two fabulous tap dancers still going to hold forth in Dayton.
So there could be very well, I mean, the notion of this baton not being laid on the track, but
that's right.
Being picked
right.
up.
It is being passed. Absolutely.
We're talking with members of Rhythm and Shoes, founders of Rhythm and Shoes, Sharon Leahy and Rick Good. I don't often think of banjo, and I mean, before I met you, I didn't often think of banjo and tapping as a natural pair, but there could be nothing more natural when you see it and hear it. Did you always know that was a nice rhythmic, melodic pair?
Well, yeah, I don't do well with lines, you know, pigeonholing things into boxes and not trying to overlap and, you know, fusion of all kinds of sounds and dances. So unless I try something, I'll never say, oh, that won't work or that won't sound together. So Rick played the banjo and I tapped. So, you know, that's what we started with.
Like, hey, peanut butter, chocolate.
Let's work it.
Look, it's really good.
It's really good. Pickles and peanut butter, some people like. So
is there sadness? I don't get any feeling of sadness or nostalgia. I get the feeling of from you that it's been joyful and this is just a celebration of a nice body of work.
Yeah, well, we still have a gig.
Right.
We're still making budgets and set lists and communicating with over 35 people who are coming to do this final performance with us. So, you know, it's not really over till it's over. And so maybe you should have us in on Monday.
Hey, yeah, and ask again. how's it going?
Okay. Yeah, we'll go from Tigger to Eeyore in one weekend.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's going to be quite a celebration, and we were talking during the song that many, many alumni from the years of Rhythm and Shoes will be back for this performance. You're practicing the next three nights in a row.
Yep.
Get everybody back into shape. Some people who haven't been with the company for some 15 years, you
say.
Yeah.
I know. It's a nightmare, but, you know, I never shied away from a challenge. So...
Yeah.
It's getting people up to snuff and making sure that everyone has the appropriate pieces to play and to dance and that and still keep the high bar of execution that Rhythm and Shoes has always had. You know, we always really are well drilled, well rehearsed, and perform really tight. And so you don't want to lose that because you're bringing a lot of people in. So I'm sure I'll be cracking some whip over the next 3 days.
Did you send the word out? Did you send the call out? Like, hey, this is it. Come back if you like. Or did people simply get the word and
no, we
contact
sent it out.
You? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We actually still have a person that danced with us who does not have an email address. So that's how far back that goes.
So you had to send actual
pigeons.
Human being to make
yeah.
We sent pigeons.
He uses carrier pigeons.
Which is fitting in its own way. We're talking with Sharon Leahy and Rick Good of Rhythm and Shoes who celebrate the is it Swan Song? Is it proper to say Swan Song in this case?
Sure.
Yeah.
On
Sunday as a part of the City Folk Festival, the same organization and an event that presented you for the first time. It's all together fitting and proper that we wrap that way, huh?
Absolutely. And the other thing that we thought was really important is we finished up our season with three gigs right here in the region. We did Centerville, Stubbs Park, and we did Springfield Arts Council, Veterans Park, and City Folk, and all three of them were free. So we really wanted anyone who wanted to see us at the end could just bring their lawn chair and come on out. And it didn't have anything to do with ticket price or affording it or any of that. So, I mean, everything to the closing has been pretty meticulously planned, just like the whole company, really. I'm an over-planner probably, but we have really made sure that we tried to touch as many bases as possible.
You know, I was thinking as far as closing the City Folk Festival, it reminded me that we opened the first City Folk Festival.
As it just so happened.
At the national.
The first note, and in this case, the last note.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 96, I believe, when the National Folk Festival came to Dayton, and we opened it up.
Well, good job and well done on a great career. Rhythm and Shoes, wrapping it up. But many, many chapters in what you've done, and still in great, great, you know, sort of residuals, shall we say, left behind. A lot of great community work in the schools and different aspects that still resonate today without question. One of your fun incarnations was with the Red Stick Ramblers, who also will be playing at City Folk this year. Plus, you have a...
No.
Oh, am I...
Red Clay Ramblers.
It's confusing.
It is confusing.
I knew that.
The Red
I did know that.
The Red Stick Ramblers are playing at City Folk Festival. In fact, here's an interesting tidbit for all of you. Our daughter Emma is engaged to the fiddler of the Red Stick Ramblers, and they will be married in Louisiana in November.
Now, how about that
for a
nice little tie that binds?
Yeah.
The thread
We're very
that
happy.
Weaves. So, forgive, yes. This is the a different set of Red Ramblers. We worked together with this combination, and it worked out quite well. In fact, it was when I first met you, and we're going to hear a track from this collection. And if you could do a little setup here.
Sure. Ramble Shoe was actually a show that we did with the Red Clay Ramblers that featured Nate Cooper, who has since gone on to be with Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas. He dances in... he's the fool in the Beatles Love show out there in Vegas.
Sweet.
And this show kind of featured his skills as a physical comedian. And it's really a wonderful, fun journey. And I think you're playing Rough Ride.
Sure.
Well, it's going to be a rough ride. When the road is rocky and you're traveling with a trouble in mind. It's going to be a rough, rough ride. Because you want to leave it all behind. It's gonna be rough ride.
When you say every day you're gonna make it to the end of the line.
It's gonna be rough, rough ride. Cause you never know what you'll find. Tripping like a bum on a flat wheel train. First rule of thumb, but don't complain. Hair's cheap, road's long, breathe deep, hold on. It's gonna be rough ride. Down the road you know you sure enough don't belong. It's gonna be rough, rough ride. Cause everything you know is wrong. It's gonna be rough ride. Great unknown, cause you can't make a winner out of flesh and bone. No tricks, can't cheat, game's fixed, your beat.
And it's gonna be a rough ride. Rough, rough ride. It's gonna be a rough ride. Rough, rough ride.
It's gonna be a rough ride. Up, down, down, down. Where you gonna point your feet? Gonna be a rough, rough ride. Might be a dead end street. Gonna be a rough ride.
On a train, in a plane, on the road, in an automobile.
Gonna be a rough, rough ride. If you can't hold the wheel. We all wanna be like a rolling stone. Who says there is no place like home?
To fit, small town, can't fit, you're bound.
To have a rough ride. Rough, rough ride. Gonna have a rough ride.
from a live recording of Ramble Shoe, Rhythm and Shoes teaming up with the Red Clay Ramblers, and a record there for us. If people, by the way, would like to get their hands on some copies of your recorded works, how would that how
come
would
to
about
the show?
That? Okay.
Come to the show Sunday.
How about after that? Don't tell
go
me.
Go to the website.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll still go have
the
a website.
And the website is?
www.rhythminshoes.org.
.org. Notice that. You guys have always been a nonprofit community sort
yes.
of based yes. enterprise. We're talking with Rick Good and Sharon Leahy of Rhythm and Shoes, who wrap up their 23-year career just with this chapter. There's more to come. There's other things. There's a next, but with Rhythm and Shoes at the City Folk Festival, the very final act on Sunday afternoon. Is there anything, I've suddenly these days always been thinking about the notion of when we look back at life, you know, on long life, people that do, they rarely regret what they did, more what they didn't do.
Ah.
Do you have any feelings like that when you look back on the work that you've done with Rhythm and Shoes? I have to imagine that there's not much regret.
No, we really did a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever there was a good idea.
We did it. Yeah. I wanted to bring the company to Jacob's Pillow, which is a very famous dance mecca in the East Coast. And we did that. To the Feline Setter at Wolf Trap for the Performing Arts. And we did that. Places that we wanted to go, we pretty much traveled to. We had wonderful people in the company. I think that's probably why you don't sense a lot of sadness, is mm-hmm. that the accomplishments that we were able to do with this company are great and wonderful, and celebrating them is kind of what we're focused on. I'm not saying that, you know, somewhere around the middle of July or 6 months from now, you know, I won't wonder, hey, wait, I had a good thing going there. Wait a minute.
You know, the thing that I like the best is thinking about the collaborations that we've done
oh, yeah.
over the years.
Great one with Michael Bashaw, Michael and Sandy Bashaw.
And we collaborated with the Human Race Theater Company several times.
DCDC, Tempered Dance Company.
The Philharmonic, all of those great local Dayton groups. We just found ways to create things together, and that's what a local artist is really for. You know, it's to enrich the community by creating art for the community.
Right.
Community artists creating art for that community. You know, and
that also represent the community in a way. That's why it's really, really important that those artists continue to get funding. And one thing that worries me about kind of about some of the things I see going on in the regional arts scene is that as funding dries up, those groups are the ones that are losing funding. And it's really important to find a way to keep those groups alive. You know, Rhythm and Shoes would not have been here had we not been able to have been supported. And so there are small companies coming up now, like Zoot Theater Company, and they need to be supported or else they're not going to be able to blossom like Rhythm and Shoes did. So if you love Rhythm and Shoes and what we became, then it's really important that you support, and I mean not only by going to events, but financially support the small grassroots organizations. I think it's crucial for the art health of a community.
We're talking with Sharon Leahy and Rick Good of Rhythm and Shoes. There's something about this region. I marvel in this hard time, and it is, that we do manage. I mean, certainly there's always more to be done, but we manage to sustain our arts culture because we recognize the importance of it. It's a soul nurturing that somehow we get. And it strikes me that it's no coincidence that we keep our arts healthy, and also this region, such a hub, a radiating hub of innovation. And I think it's not a coincidence that those two, you know, invention from here, which is all about imagination and stimulation, seems to come. There's certainly always more work to do. You can always do a little more, invest, help out, and involve in the arts. But I think it's a very positive testament to Dayton and the Miami Valley and the region that you've survived and done so well and contributed so much and been welcomed and supported. It's a real treat to have you stop by today. I really appreciate it. We've got a couple more tracks to play here. Let's hear one from the, is it this one we're at? The
True Blue?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the track we've selected there. It's called We Didn't Give Up.
Yeah, that's a Rick Good song. We like to play Rick Good songs because he writes such good songs.
He writes them good.
Mm-hmm. He writes them good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is just a nice up-tempo song about staying with your path.
How about it?
What's the secret people say? There must be something to it. They ask about the trick we play. They wonder how we do it. No sleight of heart, no Cupid's dart, no magic crystal ball. We got no secret to impart, we just didn't give up, that's all.
Another one from the collaborative effort, Rick Good, Sharon Leahy, and many, many, many permutations and chapters in your great work together in the Miami Valley, but probably most best known broadly for your great work with Rhythm and Shoes. 23 years, a great run, a lot of good done in that parameter from start to finish. And I wonder if there is there anyone that's just begging you not to stop? It's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People come up to us on the street, actually, and say, you're really not stopping, are you? You're really not.
Seriously,
right?
That's just a...
I mean, yeah. Right. And you're going to start something else right away again, right? And yeah. When we first announced it seems like we've been doing this for a while. And I think some of that, you know, that you sense in us, too, is that we announced it quite a while ago, almost between 18 months and 2 years ago, because we wanted to give people, presenters, the last chance to book the company. So you have to announce early to make sure that you get on people's seasons. So we've been coming up to this for a while. And right at first, people were trying to talk us out of it, completely talk us out of it. Lots of people, even people on our board, were trying to talk us out of it. But I had pretty much made up my mind. And if you ask my mother, she'll tell you that when I make up my mind, that's about the end of it. And, you know, either to do something or not do something. So I was happy with my decision. And, you know, we tried to assure those people that it wouldn't be the end of the world and that other things would come and that we were making room for another great organization and, you know, all the positive things you can say. But sure, lots of people tried to talk us out of it.
And as far as what happens next, I don't think it's unreasonable or a bad idea at all for us to say, well, we don't need to know what happens next. We've been doing this for over 23 years, and so we can spend some time not doing it, and something will happen. You know, it's
is that frightening at all? Or is it comforting? I get the feeling it's somewhat
depends
comforting.
On what moment of the day.
There are moments.
What day of the week?
Sure. There are moments in the dark of night when you're lying awake and you can't sleep. You know,
4 in the morning. It's not that comforting.
When the demons are flitting to and fro. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing with feeling nostalgic. You know, I had a couple of moments actually during shows where I was getting choked up, you know. And usually you've got that separation. You know, you're on stage, you're a performer, so you're once removed from that kind of experience.
You're inhabiting the now. You're not like stepping
back.
Yeah,
and you're performing a service for the audience. It's not part of your job to get
nostalgic.
You know,
nostalgic.
Yeah, but a couple times it just sneaks in there, you know, and I found it hard to sing, you know, because my eyes were tearing up and my throat was clenching, you know, and it's we're going to end this little session with a song that really does that to me, and we had just done it with the Philharmonic, and that was at the Schuster. That was a huge experience, and with the whole orchestra behind us, you know, it just kills you.
Yeah. Probably lifts you almost up off the ground.
Yeah, yeah, and the sentiment of the song is so metaphysically sound and beautiful. And
that was a tough moment.
Yeah.
I even had one in Springfield. I was singing something, and I turned around, and there was Kevin Anderson, our drummer, and Ben Cooper on bass. And I just, you know, how many times have I been in that exact position, and I turn around, and there they were, you know, bass and drummer, you know, the bottom of everything, and hundreds of times. And I realized that there'd be one more time that would happen. And so I definitely got emotional then. I just looked at the two of them and tried to take it all in because, you know, I wanted to make sure that I felt the full experience and could revisit it, you know, in my memories if I needed to. But there are lots of moments like that. And, you know, I try to put a positive spin on them and feel blessed that I have that moment instead of afraid that moment is going away. So.
Well, on behalf of all of us in the Miami Valley, I would like to say thank you for a great work and a great lot of dancing and songs and singing. There are other parts that we could have touched on, but I get the feeling we could sit here for 23 years and maybe just write a few songs along the way and do that. But not to mention your work with Hot Mud Family and much, much more. And also one of the best kept secrets on a Wednesday night.
Oh.
You can down to the trolley stop in the heart of downtown Dayton and find just a sort of like an informal, almost casual group of people who come and play stringed instruments in a circle, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not about those necessarily.
That's right.
I mean, we're welcome.
And it's not amplified either.
No microphones. No,
it's a jam. So,
just playing tunes.
Old-time tunes.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there tonight.
As a matter of fact, we will.
Just might see you there.
Mm-hmm. And it's been wonderful because people who pass through town, old-time fiddlers and bass players, banjo players, all come down. So on any given week, you could have, you know, some of the best old-time musicians around the country down there playing. So it's really kind of fun. Check it out. Occasionally we do a Virginia Reel.
And occasionally you get up and make people stand up and take part. I have been there.
I know you have.
And I don't want this to end without thanking you for the work you do, Nikki. We appreciate that.
It is a pleasure and an honor, I feel. And maybe you felt this way as well. I just feel so incredibly lucky. I couldn't love this work more than I do. I wonder now that I wasn't born and always pointing toward it, because I wasn't. But now it just seems so natural and fitting, and it's a great honor. And thank you for coming by and joining us today. We'll see you on Sunday, the final performance.
9:30.
Of Rhythm and Shoes, 9:30, right there in the heart of it. Full details at cityfolk.org or rhythmandshoes.org. Mm-hmm. And keep us posted, won't you?
Yeah.
Send us a postcard.
Sure.
From Intentional Music, Rhythm and Shoes on 91.3 WYSO. Thanks.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails the new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock.
sound.